Police officers from the Law and Order section say they were searching for illegal immigrants and subversive materials. A lawyer representing Zestny, Harrison Nkomo, tells Studio 7 that the officers forced their entry into the building located in Harare's Belgravia suburb.
Yes, it was plus or minus 10 in the morning when a team of six officers from the CID Law and Order section raided Zimbabwe Election Support Network offices. What they did was, while Zestny personnel was trying to open the gate, the police were not very, very patient and they ended up destroying a wall so as to access the office of Zimbabwe Election Support Network. So they removed four juror panels besides the gate and scaled over the wall.
Mr. Nkomo alleges that only later, after forcing their way into the Zestny offices and confiscating some of the organization's documents, did the police officers produce a search warrant.
Upon accessing unlawfully the offices of Zimbabwe Election Support Network, they produced a search warrant, which basically authorized them to look for illegal immigrants and working at Zimbabwe Election Support Network without work permits. And thirdly, subversive material. And fourthly, dangerous weapons. They did search every office at Zimbabwe Election Support Network but could not find anything save for the documents that they seized from the offices, possibly with the intention of crafting a criminal charge against Zimbabwe Election Support Network. These documents were basically agreements between Zestny and its partners and the policy documents of Zimbabwe Election Support Network.
Nkomo said none of the Zestny officials were arrested during the raid, saying it is unclear just what the police would do next. Meanwhile, Zestny's regional offices in Mashingo also experienced a breach, though not by uniformed police, with a search warrant. Sources say two Nissan trucks rammed into Zestny's Mashingo offices. Unidentified men inside the trucks allegedly took a computer and several T-shirts, though this could not be independently verified. Studio 7 failed to obtain comment from police spokesman Andrew Piri. Several calls to his mobile phone went unanswered. The raid on Zestny comes at a time when a number of civil society organizations say they are seeing an increase in the number of raids and other intimidating activities by the police. As national elections are expected sometime this year, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has become normal for NGOs to be targeted during an election period. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.